Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I told you Wednesday, there were three events this week during which gold and silver prices are typically suppressed, which I suspect reflects the actions of the U.S. government to have this occur so consistently. On Tuesday, the New York COMEX May silver options contracts expired. The higher the spot price of silver when this happens, the greater will be the resulting demand for immediate physical delivery from owners of call options at prices below the current levels. A stronger demand for physical silver normally results in higher prices. So the U.S. government has a major incentive for gold and silver prices to be low on days of options expirations. That didn't happen this Tuesday. Next, the Federal Open Market Committee met this week on Tuesday and Wednesday to consider whether to increase the federal funds interest rate. As I will be out of town when this meeting ends, and I'm recording this commentary in advance, let me just tell you that the Federal Reserve didn't raise the interest rate 2 days ago. Even more significant, there was no major decline in gold and silver prices to the extent that usually happens in conjunction with these meetings. Finally, today is the last trading day of the month. To discourage technical traders from increasing their demand for physical precious metals, the U.S. government would want prices on days such as today to close as low as possible. The New York COMEX will close about 1:30 this afternoon. If the ending spot price is close to or higher than $17 for silver, look for the possibility of much higher gold and silver prices in the short term. Analysts at Deutsche Bank 4 days ago predicted that silver's price could rise another 20% in the short term. Watch to see if today's U.S. COMEX silver closing price is near or above $17. If it is, the value of the U.S. dollar, stocks, and bonds are in more peril of significant declines in the short term than if silver's price was much lower. If your other news sources haven't warned you about this indicator, you need to return for future commentaries here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.